Welcome to May, Texas, population 285.
And it used to be a town.
5 filling stations and 4 grocery stores.
The only place to grab a snack here is J&H Station, a convenience store and takeout stop in an old gas station.
We'll see ya.
Most mornings, James Hardy, a retired oil field worker, eats breakfast with friends out under the metal roof that used to cover gas tanks.
I need to know anything. We come up here and we talk about it. We work it out.
Drivers have to slow down to 40 miles per hour to pass through unincorporated May. The closest stoplight flashes red 8 miles north in Rising Star. And from there, it's another 27 miles to Interstate 20.
Hey, I guarantee you, if anybody from the city or whatever drove by and saw us out here, old country folks and everything else, that's what their first thing is to look at them old racist guys.
Sonny Garman runs J&H Station.
We have diversity here. You know, we have black folks here, we have Hispanic folks here and everything else, and we all get along fine.
These guys tell me they don't trust the media, and they see a big difference between values of Texas's city dwellers and those of the people who live in the state's sprawling rural areas. As they talk on this early morning, the sun paints the sky pink and gold over cows and rolls of hay in the surrounding ranch and farmland. The whole group, Sonny and James Hardy, Gary Lancaster, and Jim Brown, say they vote for conservatives.
It's been said you can't legislate morality. I agree with that.
Issues-wise, Jim Brown says he draws a hard line on abortion and gun control. To Brown, abortion is killing an unborn person, and a gun is like any other tool. Brown says he looks for politicians who will follow the Constitution and demonstrate some moral standards.
History has shown that when you have a godless society and a godless government, things tend to go downhill.
Sonny Garman says he would be open to any candidate who has good ideas for America. And regardless of party, he says he's frustrated with Congress.
To quit fighting amongst each other just because of politics. And be for the American people instead of for their party, because that's all it seems like. They're not for the American people. They're just for promoting their political party and getting rich.
And that's the view from May. Now Houston Public Media's Ella Feldman takes us 300 miles southeast to a city of 2.3 million.
Thanks, Heather. I'm at Axelrad, a bustling beer garden in Houston's Midtown neighborhood. It's right around sunset, and Mark Ellis is out with his coworkers.
A lot of times we're here playing board games.
Games aside, he says he votes in every election. I ask if he thinks rural voters in Texas get him wrong.
It's probably less that they don't understand the city, but they probably feel like the city doesn't understand them and that they're sort of being left behind and, like, forgotten.
To him, differences in income and religious leanings drive a wedge between rural and urban areas.
You can probably, look at a map and say, based on how rural it is, what the political leaning or even the cultural leaning might be in the area, and that makes it hard to feel unified.
A young crowd spreads itself across picnic tables and colorful hammocks. A few hammocks down, I find Nicola Gardner. She's originally from California, but has been in Houston for about 10 years. She says she doesn't think the divide in Texas is urban and rural. It's racial.
In all of Texas, no matter where you go, it's still very much you're either white, Mexican, or black. And so everyone does not come together like that.
Gardner describes herself as apolitical. She does not vote and says she prefers to just go with the flow. Like you may have already guessed, Mark Ellis is a Democrat, and he isn't convinced Texas is truly a red state.
If you look at what people actually believe, like each person individually, the state is much more Democratic than it is Republican.
Next door at Luigi's Pizzeria, Houston native Kashana Anthony sits outside, sharing chicken wings with her coworkers. Anthony says she isn't happy with the people in power.
They don't represent our culture. They don't represent, and because they don't represent our culture or they don't think about our concerns, they're not aware of what things affect African American people.
She says she votes in every election, but hasn't decided who she'll vote for in November.
I used to call myself a Democrat, but at this point, I would hope to see some new party come into place. I would hope to hear them talk about issues that affects the average person.
And that. Lawmakers being out of touch with real people's concerns seems to be something Texans can agree on, no matter the party they support or where they're from. In Houston, I'm Ella Feldman.
And in May, Texas, I'm Heather Claiborne.